Please be seated. In some of our recent travels, I've noticed something that I really hadn't noticed before. And it was, in larger cities, it was the incredible number of street preachers proclaiming the gospel on every city corner. Now, of course, I've seen street preachers before. They go back to our friend John the Baptist here in today's gospel lesson. But I don't think I've ever quite seen the numbers of street preachers that I've seen recently. And maybe I just started noticing it more, I don't know. But on a recent trip to Atlanta, one of our friends jokingly said, "Steve, you ought to do that sometime." That's not going to happen. Whenever I see people like that, and I'm sure many of you are like this, I avoid eye contact and I try to walk rapidly by, because I've come to realize that these guys really aren't saying anything. They're just yelling. And I've heard more than enough fire and brimstone, doom and gloom, religious yelling to last me a lifetime. But whether it's a screaming street preacher or that well-meaning but intense friend or relative who wants to know, have you accepted Jesus, or do you know where you're going to go when you die? That kind of threatening and coercive evangelism just simply isn't my idea of religion. Maybe that's why I'm an Episcopalian. Evangelism is a word that scares a lot of Episcopalians, but it shouldn't. Make no mistake, I am a firm believer in evangelism. I just think it's important that we understand what evangelism is. And today's gospel gives us a clue. I'm really not sure why the framers of the lectionary decided for us to go to John's gospel to relive the baptism of Jesus that we heard last week in Matthew's gospel, unless it's because John's version is characteristically different. Here we get John the Baptist, not to be confused with John the Evangelist, giving his testimony of what he's seen. John's gospel doesn't even do the baptism part. It's just the part where John shares what he saw. And he sees the dove descend upon Jesus. And he just goes around telling people about it. That's it. Andrew does the same thing a little bit later. He tells his brother what he and John and the other disciples saw, and he invites Peter to come along and see for himself. Could it be that simple? Could evangelism be something so unassuming? I think it is. Because at its heart, evangelism has absolutely nothing to do with yelling or threatening or coercion. Instead, it's all about noticing what God's doing in your life and sharing that with others, and inviting them to come and see for themselves. That's what John the Baptist does in the gospel story. It's what Andrew does. And more importantly, it's what Jesus himself does. When these men were following him, looking for something greater than themselves, and they begin to follow and ask him questions, his simple response is, "Come and see. Come and see." Now think about that. Jesus's response is so beautiful because it's open-ended and it doesn't require any prejudged concepts of who Jesus is supposed to be. And isn't that really the miracle of the journey with Jesus? Despite the countless layers of encrusted doctrine and dogma that the church has put onto Jesus, not to mention the rules and regulations and requirements that so many faith communities want to put on their prospective followers before they even ever begin, Jesus does no such thing. His invitation is simply to experience, to come and see. It's an invitation to an unprejudiced, undetermined, and unqualified encounter with God. Because the truth is, some things can't be explained with words or even fully understood by our minds alone. Sometimes we need to truly see and experience things firsthand. And despite so much of what the rest of the world might want you to believe, that is evangelism. And it's only when we invite others along to tag along that we can most fully see what faith-filled lives can mean for the life of the world and in turn in our own lives. You want to see what evangelism really looks like? Well, look around you. Come and see a place where all are welcome, no matter who you are, where you can see kindness flowing so freely and abundantly. You want to know what faith looks like? Well, come and see this place where kids are being brought up to know that God loves them just for who they are, not making a list and checking it twice like Santa. You want to know what it truly means to worship God? Come and see a Wednesday night here where there is so much joy and love and it is so abundant. You want to see true religion? Hear the stories of joyous children receiving backpacks full of food for the weekend, or hear the tales of lives that are changed because of the generosity and compassion of this place. But to see all those things, you've got to pay attention. Because paying attention to the way God shows up in your life is where evangelism always begins. Remember the story. Remember that Jesus is walking along and two folks start following him. And he turns around. He turns around and he gives them a list of things they need to do, and more importantly, a list of things they need to believe. He gives them a phrase they need to repeat in order to secure their eternal destiny. He gives them a 5-point plan of salvation and even a pamphlet to go along with it. No, that's not how it happened. Instead, he turns around and sees them. He sees them as human beings. He pays attention to them, and then he asks him a question. What are you looking for? It's a question that invites them to share their lives beyond the surface, and that it's okay not to have all the answers, and it's okay to doubt and question and look deeper at life's complexities. He just invites them to come and see. Can it really be that simple? Think of your own life. How did you get here today? Why are you even listening to anything I might have to say? What are you seeking? Who in your life has paid attention to you and seen you and asked you the questions that go beyond the superficial? Who has taken the time in their busy life and turned around and noticed you? Who in your life has asked the questions that go beyond polite chit-chat? Who saw you and asked you what you were seeking? What's on your mind? What's troubling you? What do you really want? Who invited you to come and see? Who invited you into a community of faith where God is truly present and at work, and people are asking and learning and serving and growing and worshiping together in joy? Who? Well, whoever those people are, they are the evangelists of the world. And the world sure could use a lot more of them. Those who love because they've been loved. Those who welcome because they've been welcomed. Those who take the time to turn around and see another because they have been seen. And those who invite simply because they've received an invitation. An invitation to come and see. Come and see, and with those urgent words that Jesus invited the disciples so long ago, evangelism began. But here's the thing. When we offer such an invitation to another, it's not just us offering that invitation. It is God in Christ working through us to invite others into an abundant life that is so much richer than anything money can buy. And just as importantly, it is God in Christ inviting you and me to that same life. Even when we struggle to name or understand or articulate our faith, even when we struggle to share our faith with others, or even sometimes if we wonder if we believe it at all, yet Jesus is still there, still asking what we most deeply need, still inviting us to come and see, and still determined to give us more than we could ever possibly imagine. And that, my friends, is truly what evangelism is all about. God love you. Amen.